Well, little lady, let me elucidate here. Everybody wants to be a cat, because a cat's the only cat who knows where it's at.
Tell me, everybody's picking up on that feline beat, because everything else is obsolete. A square with a horn makes you wish you weren't born
every time he plays.
But with a square in the act, you can set music back
to the game and days of jubilation.
Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And when you hear a little Scat Carruthers, Scatman Carruthers, you know, singing about cats. Well, what could that be? Oh, I know. Frisky Friday on Pep Talk. This is Frisky Friday, Pensacola's expert panel. Our experts today are my friends from A-Hope, and they do a fantastic job. We have the executive director, Brandy Winkleman, is here. Yeah. Vice president of public relations director, Paige Carey, is
Good
here.
Morning.
Lots to talk about, ladies, about how we're doing so many things. They have accomplished a huge thing with the A-Hope clinic and the what is it again, Skip?
Slip happens.
Snip happens. How could I forget?
Yes.
Snip Happens Snip. Clinic. So let's talk about what's happening for folks that may not have heard of you before. Just give us a little background on what A-HOPE stands for and who you are in this community.
A-HOPE actually stands for Animal Health Outreach, Prevention, and Education. And we are a nonprofit animal welfare and advocacy organization founded in 2017. And what that means is that we advocate to change laws, to provide services that keep pets with their people and keep them healthy and reduce the overall euthanasia rate, not only in Santa Rosa County, but in surrounding counties as well. And to do that, the goal was always to open an affordable, high-quality, high-volume spay-neuter clinic. And we are happy to say that we did that. It's called Snip Happens, and we actually celebrated our one-year anniversary
already
on July 1st.
Get out of here. I feel like it just happened.
Yes, so we celebrated
congratulations.
1 year.
Do you any idea how much y'all have done in that year?
Yeah,
I can feel it.
You just
all in my body.
Yeah, but you just ran the numbers.
Yeah, it was something like
almost 2,000.
Yeah,
2,000 animals spayed and neutered.
What a service to our community. That's incredible.
It really is. And thanks to our vets, our rotating vets that really fed and work in. It's been absolutely incredible because it's all local vets, and the impact that's been made is just incredible.
Yes.
Wow, that's amazing. Kudos to both of you for really leading the charge on that. And give it the location again now for the clinic in case someone's interested.
It's in Milton, and it's at 6951 Pine Blossom Road in Milton. And it's easy to get to off of, if you need to come the interstate and jump on 90 and then come up, or come in Highway 90. We have a nice little scenic drive out to the location, but it's easy to get to from lower Alabama, from eastern counties, western counties. So don't worry about the drive. It's easier than driving out of state
to go
get animals spayed and neutered.
Okay. And that was something you had to do for years, right?
Yeah. And it's open to it's open to the public. Anybody from any county, any state can use our services. We provide services for dogs and cats.
Mm-hmm.
We offer other basic wellness services along with that spay neuter, and we even offer low-cost euthanasias.
Okay.
So where you can be with your pet.
Okay. And so just to be clear, it's not a facility. You're not boarding animals there.
Correct.
But you do provide foster assistance. Is that correct?
We do. We have a small foster program that's external of the clinic, and it specializes in neonate kittens. So specifically kittens typically under 4 weeks old, but always under 8 weeks old. That our foster parents specialize in. So they're amazing for sure.
Okay. Well, I'm so excited for you to be celebrating that 1 year anniversary. It's really amazing.
Thank you.
What is your website in case someone wanted to look you up and find out more?
It's A-HOPE, the number 4, SRC.com. And if you're interested in the clinic, it's you can find it on the general website, but you can also go directly there by typing in A-HOPE, the number 4, SRC.com. I call it a backslash. You call it a forward slash.
It's a forward slash.
Forward
it's
slash.
It's a forward slash.
Okay.
I'm staying out of it.
Forward slash, snip, snip happens.
It's diagonally that away.
Yes.
And you could probably Google it and it would come
yes.
up, right?
Yes, okay. yes. But yeah, we have all the prices.
A Hope Milton, A Hope yeah. for SRC. Yes.
Yes,
yes for our
Milton,
website.
For sure.
Yeah. And the nice thing, too, is that you don't, if say this weekend you think, okay, you know, it's really time to get some vaccines, or I really need to get this cat mm-hmm. neutered or spayed, or this dog, you know, try to sign up. You can do that online.
Oh, that's great.
You don't have to wait to call in.
Okay.
Go to the SNP Happens page, and you can get all of the services and sign up right there.
Okay. And occasionally you've had some spay neuter events. Have you got anything coming up at this time, or is something to look forward to later in the fall?
We always have openings for spay neuter, so we try to work people in.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have any big events scheduled right now for spay neuter, but I can tell you we're doing upwards of 40 to 60 animals a day.
Wow.
And so, I mean, I think every day is an event. So,
yes. With those numbers, yes, ma'am. I take my question back.
Yesterday we did 20 large dogs.
No
and so,
kidding.
10 males and 10 females. So we had we have some fun dogs that come through, some Weimaraners.
Oh, my God, big
shepherds.
Dogs.
We had a Husky from Husky Haven of Florida come
wow.
in yesterday. Yeah, so we love our dog days as well as our cat days. So,
And speaking of that, one of the things that I love when in doing this show, I've learned so much about all the different shelters and rescues that are in this area. But y'all all work together, too.
Yes.
And that's something that's really special. Maybe talk about that a little
bit. Yeah, we'd love to work with our community partners because we're all in it for the same mission, the same goal of keeping pets and people together.
Mm-hmm.
And so anything that we can do to provide those services. So now we provide a local, low cost, high volume service. So rescues are using our services as well because it keeps the cost low for them so they can get those animals fixed up and ready to go for adoption as soon as possible at the lowest cost possible. And that helps everybody in the community. That keeps the animals out of the shelters, that keeps the rescues being able to adopt out their animals quicker, that helps the community members just in general with the unwanted litters, preventing them from being born and mm-hmm. Helping them provide services to animals that they quote unquote don't own. And so it's just great all around. Yes, we all work together. Absolutely.
Okay. If you just joined us, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. We're talking with Paige Carey and Brandy Winkleman, both with A Hope, Santa Rosa County, doing so much good with the spay and neuter SNP Happens Clinic,
yes.
which is absolutely amazing. But this is Blue Angels Week, Navy Blue Angels. And so what we're going to be doing starting today is the big dress rehearsal. They'll have the civilian acts will be practicing as well as the Navy Blue Angels will be at 2:00 as they fly their dress rehearsal for the routine. So we're going to be doing traffic reports today and tomorrow. We'll be broadcasting live at 2:00 with a narration. And tomorrow that narration and live programming will start at 11:00. This is Pep Talk on Frisky Friday. We'll be back right after the break. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg on Frisky Friday. Our friends from AOP are here, Brandy and Paige. Brandy, there's something that SNP Happens is a sponsor for. I'm a little, what is this?
Well, honestly, it's an anger management course.
There
Let's
you
just
go.
Put it out there like that, okay? So
on
July 25th, there is going to be skaters downtown in the streets of Pensacola near Seville Quarter.
Mm-hmm.
They are not going
tomorrow, but next Saturday.
Next Saturday, yeah. Okay. This Saturday, focus on Blue Angels this weekend. Y'all got that going on. Do it. But on the 25th, it's going to be early in the morning. We're going to have lots of runners showing up in all white outfits wearing a beautiful red bandana that has been given by SNP Happens A Hope as sponsors this year. So it's going to have the SNP Happens logo on it. Beautiful, bright red bandanas they're all going to be wearing. And then chasing them in skates downtown Pensacola with wiffle ball bats.
Okay.
That make very loud noises whenever you smack a butt that's running past you.
Oh, no.
There will be roller derby skaters from all over who have joined together and created horns on their helmets.
Oh, dear.
Very stylish, creative horns on their helmets to celebrate Pamplona's running of the bulls in Spain.
Uh-huh.
And so we do it in our own version where the skaters are the bulls. There are no animals were harmed in the making of this bull run. Okay. So they're they're going to be in downtown Pensacola skating as hard as they can, chasing runners. There's going to be libation stations along the way with other, like the crews that are going to be out there giving out water to the runners and such. But afterwards, there's a fantastic party in Seville Quarter. Stip Happens is going to have a table there and giving out some information there. But it's a great collaboration of another nonprofit. West Florida Roller Derby is in charge of this event, and they're another great local nonprofit with, you know, athletic women on skates.
And you're one of them.
I am one of them.
You're going to be one of the bulls on Saturday. You want to meet Brandy. She's going to be in a bull outfit next Saturday. Yes. Skating, but watch out. She's going to have that big noodle.
I will have a bat. Yeah. I will have a bat, and warning, I will hit you. Yeah. So that, yes, I will hit you. But they're still taking runners and skaters right now. So if anybody wants to sign up. Absolutely. The website is a little bit long. It's Running of the Bulls Pensacola. Mind you, obviously you can Google Running the Bulls Pensacola, the link will come up. Running
the Bulls. Be sure you put Pensacola, not Pamplona.
That's right. Yes. Don't. I mean, you can sign it for Pamplona. It's a little bloodier. That's all I'm saying.
More dangerous.
Yes.
More dangerous.
Living life on the edge.
Real horns.
Yeah. Real bulls.
Yes. It's running of the Bulls Pensacola. It'syourrace.com is where you can sign up to be a runner for this. You can. There's a Facebook page about the event. Like I said, there's the website. You can go to westfloridarollerderby.com, talk about it on there. You can hit up the West Florida Roller Derby Facebook page if you have any questions. Mm-hmm. But it's a local event, and this is the 15th year of this event. And
that's so
it is family-friendly, so all ages get out there, get dressed up. There, you know, people are watching as they, you know, run by. It's like...
What time does it start?
You know... I'm not sure. I know it's early. I have to be there.
The run starts around 9 o'clock.
9, okay. 9
o'clock. They start early before it gets super, super hot.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's when the run starts. So the drinking starts, I think, before that for the runners. The drinking for the runners starts earlier.
Okay.
The bulls don't get to drink until afterwards.
Okay.
But show up early. It says 8 a.m. on the event, so that's probably, like, the show-up time.
Yes.
But it's a lot of fun. Like I said, family-friendly event. Find Snip Happens A Hope inside at a table there. Really, you know, it's another nonprofit supporting another nonprofit, and that's what we're all about in this area.
Yep. No question about it. Well, it sounds like a really fun event. Yep.
She'll be outside running. I will be inside in the air conditioning.
I'll be outside skating with the bat.
Manning the table.
So July 25th is when it is.
Saturday.
So please come out and support multiple local nonprofits that will be out there and get your entertainment and anger management on.
There you go. Yeah, it's just fun. It's totally different, and you will definitely start laughing and
yeah, Paige's first year was last year, and she was like, this is the best.
I love it. I'm surprised at you, Paige, not putting on some skates.
Oh, please.
Oh, my gosh. I could picture that, you know, honestly, out there.
About 20, 40 years ago, maybe.
Maybe. I hear you. Exactly.
A little less bless your heart and a little more I'll beat the anger out of you,
sort of thing.
Yes. Well, this is Frisky Friday, so don't be confused. The reason we're talking about the Running with the Bulls in Pensacola is because Snip Happens with A Hope is one of the sponsors for the big event next week. Brandy Winkleman is here, and she is the executive director with A Hope, but she's also involved with the West
Florida Roller Derby. And mind you, let me throw in, too, one of our veterinarians is actually a bull as well.
No kidding.
She is a skater on our team as well.
I'd be concerned if my veterinarian skated into the room with me and my dog.
Oh, yeah. No, you would be like, this is amazing. Yeah. So,
just,
I mean.
Yeah, when does the season start, just out of curiosity?
The season for
Roller Derby.
Really, it's all year long, but we take a break usually in the winter months.
Okay.
And so we take on new skaters twice a year. So I think in usually February or March, we have a new skater session, and then there's another one usually mid-season towards the end of summer or fall.
Excellent. Okay. We are talking about the big event coming up next Saturday. Snip Happens is the sponsor for the Running with the Bulls Pensacola, so you can find out all about it. You could probably Google that, and the information will come up, and you can be a runner if you like. It's a big, fun event next Saturday.
And so can your children.
Ah, that's right. So kids, is a family event.
It is. It's family friendly.
Sounds like fun.
Yes.
Okay. Well, we're going to come back and finish up with a little more information about the Snip Happens Clinic, the great organization organization AHOPE, right here on Frisky Friday on Pep Talk. If you've got a question, 850-437-1620. We'll be right back. Good morning. It's Frisky Friday on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. It's also Blue Angels Friday. The weekend is here. Hope you're getting ready to enjoy the Blue Angels show. And remember, you can always hear that narration today at 2 o'clock. It'll be live here on Pensacola on News Radio 92.3, as well as tomorrow starting at 11 a.m. We'll be covering the civilian acts and the narration for the Blue Angels show as well. Traffic is backing up, as always, when we have the Blue Angels. So we'll be doing traffic reports for you to keep you up to date. So keep listening this weekend for the Blue Angels air show to News Radio 92.3. Right now, though, we have our friends from AHOPE here with SNP Happens Clinic. A couple of minutes left, ladies. Anything you want to mention before we go? Ooh, hang on. Probably helps. Operator error again. I need more coffee.
You're on it this morning, Meg.
What is going on?
Holy cow. Yeah.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Too much power. Too much power.
Right?
We just wanted
too
to remind...
excited about the Bulls. That's what it's...
Yeah, we just wanted to remind everybody that we do have appointments available next week, the week after, male and female cat spay neuter
spots.
Right
now, spots. Yeah, we got some cat slots.
Yeah,
open,
lots
sure.
of cats, lots of male neuter cat spots. So don't pass on getting them fixed. You know, bring them in, get them fixed, and help save their health as well. And you can do that online. We have lots of appointments. We average 3 days a week now with surgeries, so our appointments are much easier to get now. In the beginning,
excellent.
I know people were frustrated, but now. It's you can pretty much get something anytime.
We will be
you need.
Closed on this Monday because we're
that's right.
because we have surgeries on Friday. So sometimes our relief vets they pick up extra days.
Mm-hmm.
So just letting everybody know, you know, that's kind of the way that our weeks run. But you can always look on Google or our page and find out what days that we're open up.
Okay, excellent. So you're doing a great thing. I want to congratulate you again on the one-year anniversary.
Thank you.
I feel like
I know it flies by.
I know.
Which is so wonderful. It's providing such a great service for the community. And how many again? If somebody just joined us, how many animals did you help have spay and neutered last year?
I want to say it was around 2,000 animals that we've already got
spayed
taken care of. But that number is ramping up because we're doing anywhere between 300 and 400 a month at this point.
Wow,
so
that's amazing.
It's our vets, our veterinarians are incredible.
And our packages, we have various packages, price packages, and if you are, we do have a sliding scale for Social Security folks, low income, military, teachers, and what's the other one? The like EMS,
like firefighters,
first responders. Thank
you.
Yeah, so call the clinic to get all of those prices. 850-795-2287.
Okay. Yes, 795 cats.
Brandy, Paige, thank you so much for being here on a busy Friday. And we'll be talking more about the big event next Saturday if SNP happens being the sponsor of the Running the Bulls in Pensacola. All right. Thank you so much, ladies. It's always a pleasure. It's a big weekend for us. Blue Angels are here. Red, white, and blues. Remember this weekend, be sure and be gentle with yourself. Be kind to others. And find the time to love now. Give somebody a hug. And remember, pack your patience and lots of water this weekend. Happy Blues.